It is Monday afternoon, and that means it's time for our weekly visit with the Monday Monson quarterback. You hear him every morning, 7 to 10, 710 ESPN Seattle. Brock Huard joins us. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. What a weekend.
What an eventful few days in
sports. Felt like mid-July weather-wise. And yes, really the news has just kept on coming from last Thursday and Friday and over the weekend. And the NBA was unbelievable. Doug Baldwin and Cam are going to retire. Ziggy Ansah's in town. Russell Wilson's doing Russell Wilson things. I mean, where do you – and we got a decision to make today. I'm putting a deadline on it. What do we got here? What are the segment usually? 7 minutes? Eight minutes?
Eight or nine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in 8 minutes, you're making your decision. Enough is said. Okay, we'll Tom Nelson's been talking about it. We've been talking about it. You are making your fishing decision in 8 minutes.
Done. Okay, so let's start with the retirements of Doug Baldwin and Cam Chancellor. Obviously, Cam, not a surprise. Doug, really not a surprise either. He started sending out little signals to media friends about a month ago that he might likely be done.
Yeah, Cam was inevitable. That was just going to happen. That was a contractual deal. I think actually for both of them it was. And for Doug, you could listen to his last press conference against the Cowboys. If you go back and even listen to it then, it was pretty clear, like, whoa, what does he mean by that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then at the draft, when Pete Carroll and John Schneider just a couple weeks ago made it pretty clear that, yeah, this is serious with Doug. And that's part of the reason they drafted three wide receivers in this draft is there's going to be a significant hole with Doug to fill. And then ultimately late last night in a series of about a dozen different tweets, kind of right around the Game of Thrones ending, he put out his ending and it made it pretty clear that, yeah, it's time, I think, to move on and to figure out the next stage of his life.
And in those tweets, he thanked a lot of people.
He sure did. He sure did. Richard Sherman, his brother, Earl and Cam, lots of teammates through the years. Tavares Jackson, his first quarterback. Daryl Bevel, one of the greatest coaches, even if nobody else will ever give Daryl Bevel the credit. But yeah, not a mention of Russell Wilson nor Pete Carroll. And I certainly spent some time talking about that. I've certainly felt some heat from people thinking I'm reading into it too much and I'm a horribly judgmental person. But I'm sorry. I got done reading it all and I had to kind of reread it. Like, hold on a second. Where are Pete and Russ in this? Like, where's the other main characters in this?
Yeah.
I said on my radio show, Dory, this morning, if I were to write a letter to my younger self, and that's what the theme of his retirement was, and it was cool, and I think it was around this song by Mercy Me called Dear Younger Me, which is a great song, a song that I love. And if I had to do that here at 710 Radio, right, if Salk and I were done one day, and it's a Brock and Salk show for the last 10 years, I think it's analogous. If I were to put a whole series of tweets together and thank my friend Dory Monson for the Monday Monson quarterback every Monday, and I could thank Danny O'Neill, who I worked with for 2 years, and I thank everybody, and I left out Dave Pridemore, the big boss, and Mike Salk. To me, that's analogous to Doug just leaving out Pete Carroll and his sidekick, Russell Wilson, for the last 8 years.
But do we know why he leaves them out?
I just don't think he has the relationship with those guys that we on the outside think he does and that we want to believe he does. That he just, you know, the authentic. I'll say this about Doug. I mean, he would have been a teammate that challenged me a lot as a quarterback, much like he challenged Russell. I'll tell you the thing about him is he's fairly authentic. He doesn't beat around the bush.
Yeah.
You know, if he's going to call it as he sees it, and I think that that was a bit reflective on the fact he didn't have the roots of relationship with those guys that you would think he would over the years.
And then, why be a phony if you don't want to say anything nice to him? And then Russell Wilson over the weekend for Mother's Day. Look at what he did for Mom.
Key to your house. It's the key to your house.
For Mother's Day. What'd you do for your mom yesterday?
We had a great dinner Saturday night.
Okay.
And Molly picked out some amazing flip-flops with some soles so she can walk in them. My mom does a lot of walking. So dinner and flip-flops.
Okay.
And a nice card.
What'd you do for your wife for Mother's Day? Here's what Russell did for Sierra.
Happy Mother's Day to the prettiest girl in the world. The sweetest thing.
most precious, most loving, kind, thoughtful into what you are. I love you.
I love you too, baby.
I can't do it, Brock.
We've played a game. I don't know. Did you and I do it?
We did it one time.
How long you can last to listen to that?
Yeah, the one before this, I made it 4 seconds.
Yeah.
This one I made.
I actually played that for Molly yesterday. Yeah. I have a game. I do the same with her. She was in her office working. And I walk around the corner and I start playing it before she's like, turn it off, turn it off, turn it off.
You don't talk to Molly like that?
Baby, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. 20 years, I want baby number 4. Actually, no, I don't.
Oh, man.
I don't. But, man, these guys today, Dory, they just put it all out there.
Wouldn't you like to be that in love?
I am that in love. Yeah. I'm going to be celebrating 20 years, in fact, in 9 days. I am that in love. Which is a blast. I just, don't need to put it all quite out there.
It'll be 32 years in 1 month.
32 years in a month?
Yeah.
So that will be right after our fishing trip.
Well, here's the thing.
Dory, you have a decision to make.
I told you that, first of all, my kids think I'm going to be miserable if I were to do this.
You probably will be.
I had something on my calendar for that Friday night. But after talking to you, after talking to Tom, after talking to my listeners who've been bombarding me.
Way up north to Alaska. Way up north.
I'm going to go from Seattle to Alaska for the first time in my life.
Wow! In the year of 92.
Fish on! So, and I have to say, once I made my decision this weekend, I started watching videos. I started getting all fired up. I swore to my family that if there's any part of me that is uncomfortable with the fish catching part, that I'm going to be a man about it, and I'm not going to be a little wet blanket. I'm just going to be nothing but 190 pounds of love,
of twisted steel and sex appeal. That's what you are, baby.
Yeah.
So you're doing it. Are you sure?
I booked the flight. I booked the flight to Sitka. So this, you're assuring me that this is going to be one of the...
Dory, this will be one of the most memorable trips of your life.
Okay.
You will remember this for the rest of your days.
Okay.
You're going to see more bald eagles than you even knew imagined. You're going to see bear. You're going to see possibly a killer whale, though not great for fishing when they're around, so hopefully we don't see too many of them.
Right.
You're going to see other humpback whales. You're going to see fishermen that are the salt of the earth, Dory.
Okay. I'm in. I'm all in with no hesitation, no equivocation. Just
let me give you a hug.
I'm really excited. Get over here. Get over here.
Woo!
Jeez, I don't like the back pads, though. All right. We may even do a little broadcasting from up there. So, Brock Heward is the Monday Monson quarterback. Thanks for coming in today.
Best Monday Monson quarterback we've ever had.
Thank you for the nice fishing invitation, too. I'm very excited.
I love you,
baby. I really am excited.
I love you, baby.
I love you, too. Okay, we have lots more. Straight ahead is the Dory Monson Show.
Rolls on, rolls on.
Fish dog! Fish dog!
To Alaska, go north, the rush is on.